Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Mark Ronson with Miley Cyrus. Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. Brand new song from them. Very,
Ain't that the truth, huh?
Like a kind of a throwback sound. Like it reminds me of some
people
other song.
Keep saying that it reminds them of Dolly Parton's song.
Oh, it does have like a little bit like a darker country tune or something.
And isn't Dolly Parton her like godmother?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a Dolly Parton story coming up too. Yeah, she's got like a record coming out today. It's like a soundtrack to a Jennifer Aniston. No, she's on that too though. Jennifer Aniston has a show coming out on Netflix called Dumplin', and I guess that Dolly did a lot of the music for it, reworked some of her older hits, and so Bryn is in the middle of pulling all that for us for 8 o'clock. Right now, though, the Rolling Stones. Yeah. So... the Rolling Stones have announced their No Filter U.S. Tour 2019. The tickets for the entire tour go on sale today at 10 o'clock through Ticketmaster. And if you're calling number 97 right now, you get to talk to Yuzette, for one thing. And you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones on their Bay Area stop Saturday, May 18th at Levi's Stadium.
Yuzette's awesome. You guys are winning. Just getting to talk
to
her. Oh,
my God. Just getting to talk to her. It's amazing.
Sorry. Was it 97? It is 97.
Yeah. It's calling 97. Like we used to. Good luck. So during the break, we were trying to get trying to figure out the guitar over here, so maybe me and Vinny could do a song for a Friday.
That's not really the way that went down at all.
It's kind of what went down, but then we picked up the guitar and it's like, Alan, fix it.
Dude,
I don't know.
Alan's gonna be in today.
Yeah, he's got to like walk us through that amp a little bit. Like it was on some like repeating delay thing, and we couldn't make. Then once we got that off, then suddenly the thing wasn't working at all anymore.
It's working now. If you want to play,
oh, you got it going. Oh, all right. Yeah. Vinny wants to play.
All right. No, that's not what I had said to Sarah. Is I haven't practiced any of the songs that you would know in weeks. I don't remember the transitions, and I'm not ready.
Oh, that's loud. Damn.
Yeah, that's too loud.
I'll turn it down a little bit.
We still got the Stones rolling.
Oh, yeah, let me turn that off.
Kick it.
You looking for a pick? Let's find a pick.
I can't do that right now. I'm
going to
need a pick.
There's
a pick
there. We got one. We got one. It just walked in.
I don't
Vaughn
think
walked
I can
it
do
in.
This right now.
I think you can. What's happening? Oh, boy. Okay, we'll do it the next break. We'll tune it up. Oh, here we go. The lyrics for me, would you? Shook
you
me all
said
night
you
long.
Have these.
I know it. Go ahead. I pretty much know it. Woo! She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a thing to say. Telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking more than a chef, had me fighting for air.
Sorry.
She told me to
We're done.
Come, but I was already there, cause the walls started shaking. All right. We'll work on that. All night long.
Let me practice for a minute. Way to put me on the spot, though. I definitely don't remember it.
Time on the production line. The seduction line, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that other thing we talked about. Here we go.
Oh, what? If you're just tuning in, hi. First time?
Yeah, welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome to our messy little world.
Much better than this.
We're winning here.
It doesn't get better than this, Yuzi. Please. That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, we do it live.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Oh no, it is for sure live the whole time from the you know, horrible AC/DC tune to the mess that was the Friday montage.
Only at the end, all right? I was just trying to sum it up in there.
That was fun. Happy Friday, everybody. Rest in peace, Dave Roberts. He is the DJ who started The Rocker.
So he's the PD.
He was the PD. He, let's see.
KRQR, the station that this eventually became.
He founded KRQR. He was the director of programming for CBS FM stations nationwide. But he was on the air, too. He was known as Dr. Dave. He hosted Afternoon Drive for KYA and K101.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he actually used to fill in for Casey Kasem, so you probably heard him. He actually had
the name is so...
Yeah.
It just doesn't...
Dave Roberts is very generic sounding.
I probably mailed... You know how you mailed tapes when you were a young radio person?
Right.
I don't doubt I mailed that guy a tape.
I'm sure you did. I mean, if he was running things at the Rocker. But we actually took over the Rocker's airwaves. It was... that's what used to be where Alice is now, and it had a long run. And in fact, I want to say it was mid-80s. Let's see here.
So how old was he?
He's only 70.
Oh, no.
The Rocker went live in 1982, so it was on the air for about 15 years. We've been on the air, unbelievably, because that was a heritage radio station. We've been on the air here for 22... I think this will be the 23rd anniversary.
They started in 96.
Yes, 96. Summer of 96 they started. June of 96, and we got here in... Or something like that, right? We got here in February of 97.
Right.
Right. So this will be their 23rd anniversary this June.
Our.
Theirs. Our 22nd anniversary is this coming February.
Okay.
I think. I don't know, math, you know. So anyway, it started in 92. This guy, there's a lot of people in here saying how great he was. You know, by the time we got here, Dave had moved on. So I did not know Dave Roberts personally, and Yuzi's getting Caller 97 right now, but I assume that, you know, she grew up here, so she would know Dave Roberts. Yuzi, do you have something that you want to couple? Oh, she's on with the listener.
Oh, well.
Well, there you go. Dave, you only get half a tribute because Yuzi's busy getting winners. She's busy doing radio.
I can jump in and take the phones for her if she wants. Maybe she can.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Oh, and I got your buttons, Bryn. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Vinny's got the buttons. No problem.
Oh, boy.
So they call him a smooth, straight-ahead Bay Area disc jockey. And he had a knack for launching.
She's all good.
Oh, she's good.
Wait, hang on 1 second.
Okay, sure, I will. I'll wait and wait. Oh, Vinny's got the guitar
back.
No.
Let me just practice for 2 seconds.
Well, tune that thing up, too.
Yeah, that'd be great, too.
Terrible.
He's got to just go straight on.
Oh, he lived in Mill Valley.
Oh, you know him. Oh. He probably voted for you.
I did. For what? What are you
for
talking
power
about?
Power mom, oh. Mayor, all the stuff.
I don't think so. Oh, they have a broadcast studio in their home. This is fantastic. Oh, no, that's when they moved to Texas. So anyway, Dave Roberts, radio DJ, started The Rocker.
Yeah.
Has passed away at the age of 70. Complications from prostate cancer.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
He lived in Rochester, Michigan. He died this past Saturday.
So I don't remember him as kids, but my brother texted me and said, oh, my God, Dave Roberts died. I'm like, I wish I remembered him. I mean,
Dr. Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Dr. Don, but I didn't know. I don't remember him anyway, but.
Ben Fonctura says Dave was energetic, but not in a hyped up top 40 style. He did the right thing for any format he was working, a real pro. He also, there was a thing where he was doing stuff for Casey Kasem. He filled in for him. But he also had his own syndicated show called The Hot Ones with Dave Roberts, an interview show. Oh, it was an interview show syndicated to 200 stations. And then American Top 40, he filled in for Casey Kasem, apparently.
Is Todd on the phone?
It's Dave, Dave on the phone.
Dave? Yeah. But I mean, I grew up with KRQR.
Yeah.
And I remember that when I think this was maybe my first year of college, that I remember the studios we used to work in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back at the Embarcadero
I went
Center.
To go interview the Lobster, who at the time was doing the morning show, Paul Wells. He was doing the morning show, and I was like interviewing him in what would later be the studio I
oh my God
had my career in. It was so amazing. Like, I loved KRQ.
That is where we really like our the yeah. bulk of our career started yeah. in that studio.
I mean, when I first started working with you guys in that studio, I was just like, wow, man, this is I interviewed the morning show dude here. And now I'm working the morning show.
That is so cool, Yuzette. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's
and those years
great.
Too, those first like 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. we were running the streets and working hard and mm-hmm. it was happening.
Yeah.
Like that was cool, man.
It was breaking yeah. all
we
around
set this
us.
Thing up for a long run in totally. Those early years.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, Alice.
Fun.
Oh, Alice. I know. It's hard to believe that this much time has gone by, too. It's
the stuff we could get away with then.
I know, back in the olden days.
Being in the streets with phones and doing stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And not I having mean, to worry about.
I guess at this point, we're considered heritage.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. At this point? Oh, my God.
I don't know what the level is.
Well,
or
listen,
the
they considered KRQR to be a heritage rock station.
Right.
It was
yeah.
only on for 15 years.
Dang.
We've been on 7 or 8 years longer than that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Anyway, I just wanted to say a quick word about Dave
yeah,
Roberts because,
nice.
You know, look, you know, at some point I'm going to croak and I hope somebody says something nice about me on the radio.
That old lady?
Yeah, that old lady. Remember that old bag?
Yeah.
I was young and cute when I started this job. What the hell?
Now
going
you're
on?
Old and
now
cute.
Now I'm old and cute. Thank
yes.
you.
Uh-huh. By the way, we have our Rolling Stones winner, Christina.
Oh,
it's
congratulations, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Floyd Mayweather. And DJ Khaled,
mm-hmm.
they both did something, and they both just had to pay a ton of money.
Okay.
They both, you know, these cyber currencies, these
crypto.
You know,
well, crypto. Bitcoin is the main one.
That's the one, right?
Right.
So there are thousands of other ones, and these guys both got paid by various cryptocurrencies to promote them, and the SEC has just stepped in. They believe these are the first times that someone is because. They call it an initial coin, an ICO, initial coin offering, and that they, because they are a gamble, like stocks are, that they are classing them in the same, with the same parameters as any other security, and it's a problem if you promote that stuff and don't tell people that you're on the dole from these people.
Hmm.
Although the one screen capture I saw from Floyd Mayweather, he did have hashtag ad in there. Mm. So maybe that was after they'd warned him. He just had to come up with about $600,000 to settle charges brought against him by the SEC for his role in a cryptocurrency scandal. Let's see. In 2017, both Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled went on social media to promote a crypto coin called Centra.
Haven't heard of it, have you?
No, I haven't. But I don't follow either one of them. I guess I would have. The problem is that neither star disclosed that they were getting paid to promote the coin, which is a violation of federal law. He got about, Floyd Mayweather got about $300,000 to promote the coin. DJ Khaled got $50,000. I wonder if he was bummed when he found out.
Wouldn't you be?
A little. But I mean, Floyd is, you know, that's an international guy. I guess so is DJ Khaled. I don't know. Whatever. You start at some point and they negotiate from there.
I feel like I've been seeing him in a lot more commercials.
Floyd
DJ.
Mayweather?
No,
oh.
DJ.
Oh. I see his kid everywhere he is. Yeah. He holds that kid up like the new Sultan. Anyway, they're saying that the company, not only were they not disclosing that they were paid by this particular company, Centra, but that it was operating illegally, misleading investors, and several of the execs listed on the company website didn't even exist. So the whole thing was deemed a giant scam. And charges were brought against both Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled. They both settled their cases behind closed doors. They wrote huge checks. Although Floyd literally wrote a check out of his one checking account, because that's what he does. All
I
his
love
money
that story.
Is in what? Me too. It's my favorite GD story. If you had $500 million, why wouldn't you just put it in one account? Don't just draw off that. Let me go to the ATM. And then, yeah, obviously, you leave your receipt behind so the person after you can see what you got.
So funny. If that was like, I heard that from a Sports Illustrated writer who was interviewing
it's
Floyd.
It's amazing.
That he was with him. You know, how they'd go on to interview someone. They stay with them for a few days. And that was the guy's got all his money. What a kid.
Well, that's one way to have nobody
messing
with your money.
No, that's one way to have lose it. That's one way to be hacked.
I guess.
You're only insured to so much.
$250 or something.
Is that what it is?
$250,000.
He's worth, well, they're saying, as of January, I think this year, he's worth between $700 million and $1
billion. Yeah, that's all in one account.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's say no one ever hacks it and steals all of it out of his account at one time. Then he's actually probably better off because he'll at least be making some interest and there's no money manager skimming off the top.
I get that part.
Officials say that he came up with $300,000 in disgorgement. That's the money he was paid to promote it. And another $300,000 in fines and another $14,000 in interest. DJ Khaled paid $50,000 in disgorgement plus $100,000 in fines and another $2,700 in interest. They both agreed not to promote any kind of currency for the next couple of years. Here's a picture of Floyd Mayweather laying on a bed of ones. You'd think he'd be laying on a bed of hundies, but no.
Very unlike him.
Really quickly, if you are a Grateful Dead or a Dead & Company fan, you'll be happy to know that the Dead & Company team are doing a summer tour. And we have dates May 31st and June 1st in Mountain View.
My friends
at the Shoreline.
Actually, my friend Deepak loves them too. These guys go to all their shows. And they're getting their kids in on it, too. Like, they bring their kids. They want them to experience the whole thing.
Well, there it is. The guys all sitting together, and there's John Mayer sitting right there on a trunk. Anyway, couple shows, and the tickets go on sale. Let's see. It looks like, if you're a verified fan, you could register for pre-sale options starting yesterday. And then American Express card members can get tickets between, let's see, Tuesday and Friday of next week. And then next Saturday, December 8th, 10 a.m., Live Nation will have tickets. So if you're a big Dead & Company, here's their promo photo. It's really cute. All right, that's going to do it for the 7 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, if you stayed at the Marriott recently, uh-oh. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are about to pop the question, Alice has a way to make it extra special. We have the perfect holiday proposal opportunity. You can enter for a chance to propose from the stage at Winterland and get a $5,000 gift card to the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. You heard me right. $5,000 to spend at the Gift Center. The San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart is like 100 showrooms all in one location. Mm-hmm. It used to be like only wholesalers, only tradespeople could get in there. Now it's open to the public. No appointment required or anything. So starting on starting this past Black Friday, go to sfgcjm.com. There's over 30 exclusive offers. 75% off is one of the offers. There's free parking on Saturdays, which is unheard of in San Francisco.
Right.
If you want to win, go to radioalice.com and check it out. Get yourself entered for this incredible prize.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Visit Pier 39 until January 1st to experience their all-new tree lighting show nightly at the top of each hour from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right.
Pier 39.
Festive.
Come into the city.
Sure.
You'll love it. Pier 39.
Woo. Ooh, you have to eat at the Fog Harbor. Ding, ding.
Shame.
On Pier 39.
All right. Mm. What do you get when you go there?
Well, the last time I took Washaka there and her daughter.
Washaka!
She just had her knee surgery the other day, by the way. She's already doing great.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. So she won't have a cane when we see her next?
No.
That's too bad.
Unless her other knee goes out. But we get like the three-tier seafood.
That's right, you said
platter.
That. Oh,
that
my
was
God.
So good. Lobster, crab, mussels, oysters, shrimp, prawns.
Oh boy.
So you guys are staying in touch?
Yeah, totally.
So she's coming back out.
I think I'm gonna wait and go. I've never been to Chicago.
Oh,
you
and
will
I know the
love
weather
it.
Can be a bear.
Yeah. Wait until the
yeah.
I get it. Yeah. The bear.
No, you yeah. should go during the winter
no,
and experience
no,
that.
No, I don't want to, because I don't want flight delays and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
go
I also
in the
don't
spring.
Want in the spring. I don't want to go
it's
there
really
when
hot
it's
in
hot.
The summer. Right.
Yeah, I don't want to go there when it's hot. Don't want to go there when it's cold. I want spring. It just right.
All right.
Okay, Mama Bear, Baby Bear.
You'll love it.
Goldilocks.
It's a neat city.
Is it?
Very neat.
Sounds like it.
All right. Where was I? Oh, here's what's happening. What to begin with? So news is breaking on Marriott International Hotels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like hackers illegally accessed their database, and it may have been ongoing.
Oh.
So we're talking about 4 years. So
incredible.
If in the last 4 years you've used... Now, one of the things that's mentioned in the story, so Marriott says its Starwood database was hacked for approximately 500 million guests. Mm. So that's your headline.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this Starwood database is. I looked it up, and Starwood was originally like some other company that, uh-huh. that Marriott bought. And so it's a subsidiary of Marriott.
But don't they have, aren't there other known name hotels? Like they were showing Sheraton hotels.
Yes,
yeah.
There are.
And Westin.
Yeah. Like
w,
all, I'm like,
yeah.
oh my God, that's all the
why
freaking
I,
hotels.
That's mm-hmm. why I had to look it up because yeah. I'm trying to sort through some of this corpo stuff. And it looks like there are multiple brands
basically,
under the Marriott
the hotel,
umbrella. Right.
Oh my God.
So 500 million guests among the information stolen. And some people are members.
Oh, of this Starwood.
So you've given thing. Them considerably more information mm-hmm. than, say, someone who just gave a card for incidentals.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you want your receipt online or you want your right. confirmation, yeah, you have to sign up for all that stuff.
So the information on many of the guests includes name, mailing address, phone number, email address, passport number.
Oh.
Preferred guest account information includes date of birth, gender, arrival and departure information, reservation dates, communication preferences, and more. So they have a ton of stuff on you. And again, we're talking about 500 million people who have visited Marriott hotels.
So this is worldwide.
Their database was breached. And your information is exposed. I heard a story on KCBS, and I love KCBS. They are my fellows in news.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the stories, the way it was said, is you're going to have to be more careful with your information. And I'm like, I'm so sick of people saying that. They need they make
yes.
you give them certain stuff.
Yep.
They make you. You don't have.
You cannot use their service without, you know, and you if you need a hotel room. You're giving them at least your name and credit card, at the very least.
So ultimately, I think what they're talking about is freezing all of your credit to begin with, which I've done.
I did that too.
And it's fine, except that you have to unfreeze it when you want to go get something. Mm. So if you want to buy a car, if you want to get a new credit card, if you're changing accounts,
phone,
whatever,
yeah.
whatever,
yep.
you got to go through the process of unfreezing it. So it's a thing.
I forgot, you guys, do they charge you to freeze and unfreeze?
I believe they just changed that, so it's now free to do that. But when, I think it was the Facebook hack happened, mm-hmm. I froze everything. And it did cost me $10 on two. Oh, no, it was the
Equifax
thing.
Yeah. Right.
The Equifax thing, they weren't charging, but the other two, TransUnion mm-hmm. and
the
Virion,
other one starts with an E as well.
And Entercom.
Oh, now I'm
Equifon.
Not gonna... I won't find it now. Sorry.
Equivocon.
You keep saying it. Equipmonomony.
Equinox. Equifax.
That's the one
that's
that was
the one.
Equifax.
Equity.
I'm not going to get it.
I know. Someone else.
Expedia.
Oh, Experian. Experian.
Experian.
Experian.
Yeah.
Experian.
Experian. So those two did TransUnion and
you'd think
Experian.
There was a prize the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, isn't there?
The people
Yay!
Listening are like, I said that 15 minutes ago
yeah.
when the story
you
started.
You won, okay? We get it. You're better than us. So
it's Friday.
Yeah. I haven't had to unfreeze it yet. Knock wood. But, you know,
yeah.
if you we're ever going to buy a house or anything, it's, you know, it's a problem because you have to unfreeze everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. So I wanted to mention this because you're a big travel into space gal. Did you see the pictures that have now been put out? The 360.
Did they dump the little filter that was on there?
I don't know how they got them, but there's a shot that was posted on my Facebook page. Georgie actually put it up. Yeah, it's exactly. It's a 360 shot. There's nothing.
Well, it's
to see there.
It's a barren.
But it does show. But at least, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not against them going to Mars. I'm just against the way they marketed the landing, like we were gonna see something.
Well, we are.
We didn't see anything. We saw some lady counting down.
Oh, you thought you were gonna see the land? The actual? They can't. Any camera would have burnt off at the atmospheric entry.
So why don't they say?
They were. They said, you know, they'll let you know if it landed, and then
today.
Yeah,
and see the Mars landing.
See everyone react to the landing.
That's not the same thing.
Hey, did you hear the news about the moon too?
Actually my next story is the next U.S. moon landing will be by a private company, not by NASA,
and apparently not by SpaceX either. They were not invited.
Who's the company?
Well, I think there's several that are participating in
this. The first flight could be next year. 2019 marks the 50th anniversary of the first manned moon landing. So they hope to do this next year. I don't have the name of the company.
There's several private companies that are participating in this, and one of them is not SpaceX, which I found disappointing. But he's busy with the Mars thing.
SpaceX is on other stuff, man.
Yeah, they're doing the Mars thing. They do all those launches.
And frankly, I could see why some companies would say, we already been there. We know what that's all about. Mm. We're going big.
Well, they're
going
to do all kinds of experiments on the moon to, you know, help us figure out how to live on Mars.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's what they said in the thing I read this morning.
Well, that's cute.
I don't know how I missed that picture. I got to go look for that.
Yeah, I mean, I was, well, George.
The 360 one?
Yeah, that's it.
Let's have a look at that. Oh, look at that. It's a barren wasteland.
Cool how you can go down and up.
Look at all those rocks.
Really cool.
It really is nothing. Like, there's nothing to see here.
That's so neat. So how is that being, is that like on an arm? I don't understand. How are we seeing that?
It's got to be. It's got to be pushed up through the top of the thing.
I just don't see a place where it's attached. That's amazing.
Well, it's a weird angle looking down.
It is.
All those GoPro angles drive me crazy, too.
That's really... Look at that thing. It looks like a hunk of junk, doesn't it? I think they could put some kind of smooth outer capsule on it or something.
Put a powder coat on it. Make
it
bright red.
Look at it. It looks like it burnt up.
Racing green. Do something. I mean, come on.
The resolution's great, though.
It is. It's actually amazing. You can see all the... There's the camera.
Hello.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So you can see that online, everyone.
What an absolute wasteland, though. We need to figure out what the hell happened on Mars. You know, look at that. Ooh. Anyway, back to you.
All right, thanks so much.
Sure.
40-year-old Travis Howard got a DUI on Saturday after he rear-ended another car at a stoplight near Fort Myers, Florida.
Oh, Florida. Fort Myers is close to my parents.
Oh, it is?
Kind of.
Cool. DUIs. Coming up in the news again.
They are the news.
When cops asked how it happened, he couldn't remember.
Oh, how the accident happened? Mm-hmm. I think he was so drunk. I don't know.
Then he refused a breathalyzer. Then he failed several sobriety tests. And when cops asked for his license, he handed them his hotel room key. They eventually put him back in the cop car. And then on his way to jail, he forgot that he'd been arrested and thought he was in an Uber.
Oh, my God.
And asked if he could go straight to bed when he got to his hotel room. I'm so tired.
Can I go straight to bed, Mr. Uber driver?
Turns out he had a pretty long rap sheet. And this was his fifth arrest in less than a year.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Did you just blow your nose into your... that's tissue.
Oh, yeah, I have a tissue. Yeah.
You don't have your heart...
I have one, but I try not to use it if I don't have to. It's like a little hanky. One.
Was that a tie-dye one?
I don't know. It's like a... Does it have a pattern?
She carries a handkerchief, everyone.
Just got like a little pattern.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to have, and then you don't have like gross tissues in your pocket.
Tissues everywhere. Ugh, I always have tissues in all my pockets.
I used to just stick tissues in my pocket. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use handkerchiefs.
because so those are so much better to have booger steaks in your pocket.
They are better because you can just like wipe your nose, you fold it down so that you can get to a clean part of it, but then it doesn't come apart in your pocket. The way, and some, you ever wash something that has a tissue in the pocket and now you got tissue all through your washing machine? Come on.
No, I don't carry tissues.
This guy is, this is the guy who had the DUI in Fort Myers.
Yes.
He actually looks like he might have been, like a glass window broke near him. Like he's got a little.
He's kind of cut up, yeah. Well, he did crash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He rear-ended another car at a stoplight. Yeah. His new charges include drunk driving, causing damage to someone else's property while driving under the influence.
He looks hammered.
He's in trouble.
Small ears. White guy, bald, black wife beater.
You would be surprised, I guess, to hear this. I am.
Okay.
Apparently, Starbucks has just announced they're going to start blocking people from using their free Wi-Fi to watch porn in their stores. Because apparently that's what people are doing. Going into a Starbucks and watching. Yeah, I have no idea.
I feel like that's. They shouldn't have to do that. Like people, come on, other humans. Please stop watching porn in public places.
That's a private thing you do
that's
in your
for
room.
For your house.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Please.
Yeah. I mean, I watched porn with my partner, but that's usually a private thing you keep to yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get that over with real quick, and then you move on with your day.
Such a problem that they have to ban. You know what? Good for you, Starbucks. You should ban that. Nice move. Solid move, Starbucks.
They say they've always wanted to block the porn, but could never find a web filtering solution that would do a good job.
Oh.
So people
they're actually blocking it with a service.
This has clearly been a problem for them.
Gross.
Oh. They've found one now, though, so the ban is on. Starting next year, no more porn at the Starbucks.
Starting next year when we hear about this going into effect, I want you to try to bring up some porn at a Starbucks.
Me?
Anyone.
We'll send you down the street.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want to remind me.
Yeah.
I don't think to get porn in everyday situations.
No, most people don't. But I guess people who hang, you know, there are people who are using the Wi-Fi at a Starbucks all day long, getting work done, et cetera, and they want to take that 15-minute break at 1 o'clock.
Not that Hooman would be a guy who does that, but he's a guy who doesn't have stuff at his own house.
Right.
So he uses everybody else's stuffs.
Yep. Goes elsewhere and signs onto their Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. How much can I do another?
Hey, sure. Part of that story, Vinny, is that YouPorn put out a memo to the employees in response to the story you just did. And they are saying, in light of the news that Starbucks has blocked customers from searching and viewing adult content within their establishment, Starbucks products will officially be banned from the YouPorn offices effective January 1st.
Well, good one. You got them back. Way to go.
That's you know what, YouPorn, just get that we don't want that to be happening in our coffee shop.
Right.
We love you, YouPorn. Please stay out of our faces in public. You are for private.
Right.
Yuck. Because you know what happens when people turn on porn? They unzip their pants.
Oh, right.
You know? Or I don't know.
Is that what you do?
Yes, it is. People don't just sit around watching that. That's
right.
Not what it's
no,
for.
No, it's not.
They're not watching your fabulous movie.
I don't watch it for that type of entertainment at all.
Just viewing pleasure.
That's clearly not inspiration.
Right.
Only.
Right.
It's only coming on when something's going to happen.
It's only coming on when your pants are off.
Right. I just wouldn't go, let me see this one.
Let me just see what's going on.
How
with
this
that.
One compares to a different one.
Yeah.
Something.
Let's just do them side by side and see which one I like better.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Good morning, Alice family. Talk about heritage. I still have the Alice CD you sold at Tower Records.
Oh, my God.
And the best is Vinny screams like a girl. It always makes me laugh. Happy Friday and enjoy your weekend. Wow, 22 years. Loyal listener since the start. Came to SF in August of 96.
Oh. Well, so we were trying to figure out, did Alice actually sign on the air like the summer before we got there? Like, because I want to say they celebrate in June.
The summer, I felt like it was a couple months. And the only reason I remember is because I remember they let everyone go at the rocker except for Steven Seaweed.
Right. He was doing mornings. And Gretchy had already been hired when we started.
Yeah, yeah.
So had Webster.
But I remember they were playing, yes, Webster had been hired. They were playing like Prince songs.
What?
It's like a, I remember like a loop of Prince.
Switched on June 5th, 1996 at 3 p.m.
Mm. So this is their 20, so coming up, it's our 22nd anniversary and their 23rd, Alice's 23rd anniversary. I remember when Alice turned 21, I was like, oh my God.
I know.
She
can
drink now.
I know.
Mm-hmm. 415 says, Vinny, how much did Clear cost? I didn't sign up for Clear. I got
through.
I don't want to say tricked because they're fine. They're a fine company and I got to enjoy their services, but I told them very specifically, I don't want to be a member. I won't fly again anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So you need to look them up. But I wanted to tell that story because there's a new company that somehow got the rights to skip you through the line. I don't know who had the connections to make that happen, but that seems like a government thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, I don't see how a private company got the right to do that and profit off it when our security is supposed to be.
What's funny about the Clear one, too, is that, you know, when I got the TSA pre, which is really just a pre-screen, I had to go to the airport, do an interview, show my passport, birth certificate, you know, all, mm-hmm. you know, there's, and they do a check on you. Like they,
right.
And that when you do the Clear, you walk up, they scan your eyes, scan your fingerprints and let you through. It's crazy.
And I'm in a database now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thing as I was going through this process, I started realizing, oh, I'm getting
logged in.
In a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Prints, eyes. So the only thing they didn't get from me now that I think about it is they...
Your social security number?
They didn't ask for that, which I wouldn't have given to them. Right. That would have been the one too far. And I don't know why.
So it looks like regarding...
That's your number.
Remember the stadiums we talked about?
Yes.
Is that you can use the Clear program, sports program, they call it, at AT&T and Avaya.
Hmm. Oh.
I don't see... what's the other one?
Levi's.
Levi. Oh, they have
or
it at
Oracle.
Oakland at the Coliseum.
Oh.
Look at them go.
It might be worth signing up for.
It could be totally useful, especially if someone flies
skip
a lot.
That line. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't for me, or it isn't for me. Anyway, sorry, I'm late.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and do the new music.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.